a former Royal Stadium vendor turned radio icon.
It's all tonight on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Your home for everything that's great.
He's been in a band.
I don't like you.
And he's not to be trifled with.
I'm a hard ass. I'm sorry.
He's Todd Liebo. He's Todd Liebo.
I'm getting really sick of guys named Todd. Hi, what's your name? Todd. I'm Todd.
On the program.
I am so excited to be sharing the studio with the one and only Todd Liebo. I am not Sirin Petro, by the way. I know that could have been confusing. I am Joshua Briscoe, filling in for Sirin today with Curtis Siebel, Jeb Marshall, and the one and only Todd Liebo now in the studio, which means, Liebo, we get to play the feud together in the same room. One of my favorite recurring bits anywhere on Sports Radio 810. And now all three of us are here to do it together.
The question is, I think we should be on the same team, but the listener always gets to choose.
Yeah.
So if the listener pits us against each other, it'll just be like real life where we're mortal enemies.
Yeah, and I would like to know that fly is still in here.
We can't kill this fly.
it's
unkillable.
Curtis, it is becoming
it's
that
right
episode.
There, it
is becoming that episode of Breaking Bad.
Dude, I'm genetically incapable of swatting flies.
I occasionally, if I get it right here, I'm going to catch it. I swear I'm going to catch it.
It's slowing down.
I'm getting tired
because it's been flying around for an hour and a half, and it's
more than that.
It was worn out.
Here for 4 hours.
Was it
here during the zone also?
100%.
All right, so now
zone
it's a mascot.
Fly.
Now we can't even evict it because now it's got squatter's rights.
As many
zone
times
fly.
As
it'll
Jed
soon have its
has
own
gone
sponsor.
Outside to smoke, I can't believe he didn't follow you out there.
Yeah, I know. I'm at least trying.
It's on Liebo.
Jed
now.
Can't even draw flies outdoors.
The last time he went out there,
is
Jed.
Is that an insult?
I don't know. Yeah, I think so.
Flies are like, no, I ain't going anywhere to that guy.
Last time he went out there, Jed actually offered the fly a cigarette, and he wouldn't buy it. It's unbelievable.
Instead of trying to quit, he put a patch on his little wing.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. Do we need to get a call, or do we have one on the line right now, Jed? Let's do it.
The fly chews the gum.
Yeah. I'm on the gum.
Fly is currently chowing down on some nicotine gum.
Cigarette.
Now, I don't know where it is, which is starting to bother me even more than knowing exactly where it is.
There's a bug crawling up my shorts, right?
Because in movies, whenever you don't, you've lost the demon. It's right behind you.
He's on the TV. He's up on the Hulu
ad. There
he is.
Loves diving.
It's nice to have...
All right, just stand still. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Don't go punch that TV! That's the only one that works!
It's gone.
Nope, it's still there.
He's like a ninja.
I don't want you to kill this fly. I'm now invested in getting this fly back outside.
I'm generally a catch and release guy, but this sumbuck needs to go.
Get it? Here, Liebo, use this mic cover. Liebo, I've got it. I've got this figured
hiding.
Out.
He's got the...
Not even close.
Missing by 4 inches.
Not even close.
There's a slider down the way to Jorge Soler.
Short arm, yes. You went full.
Missed it. Missed it by that much.
That was 2014 Salvi out. Blowing outside, just wave at it.
But
except for the old.
I missed it there. Except for the one big hit.
Game.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
On the plus side, actually, now the right TV works again.
That
why don't
been
you
weird.
Just hit that one and see if that'll
we've tried that.
Solve our problem.
Maybe that's why it's not working. Who's on the line, Josh?
Jeremy is on the line here for the feud. Is this the same Jeremy that called in a second ago, or are you the new Jeremy? Jeremy, tell me.
Same caller.
All right, same Jeremy. Jeremy,
persistence.
Look, it worked. He got back on. What is the? What else do I need to do here other than
say
we need to start?
Jeremy, do you know how to play the feud?
Oh, hey, Jeremy, do you know how to play the feud?
I sure do.
Good. Okay. I don't know how to host it. So
you
that's,
have a choice to make.
Right. So here's the thing, Jeremy. You can take me, Liebo, or Curtis. All of them, I think, all of us have our pluses and minuses. Where are you leaning right now?
Is there a fourth option?
No.
Is there somebody out roaming the hall?
Wow.
We can see.
I like this Jeremy guy.
We can get Sterling in here.
No.
Stu.
I'll be honest. I think I'm going to take Josh, and here's why.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Josh has the pop culture, stuff kind of down. I like the Breaking Bad callback there.
Okay.
He never watched the show.
He's also got the sports stuff.
I did watch
Breaking
Bad.
That,
I appreciate it, Jeremy. Let's do
all
it.
Of that was very good reasoning. It won't help you at all with my listeners.
No, that's the issue is that Jed's questions are all going to be about jam bands. I don't know anything about jam bands.
Sure you do. You worked with Charlie long enough.
That's
all right,
true.
Who's going first for you two boys?
For me and Jeremy?
Let Jeremy go first.
Yeah, yeah.
Curtis, I want you to go first because I want a piece of Briscoe here.
Okay. All right.
That'll work, man.
Here.
We have to figure out if he knows how to
buzz in.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Jeremy, test your buzzer for me real quick.
Jeremy.
Okay. This guy.
But you have to go, Jeremy.
Jeremy called in to the show today. That's a Pearl Jam joke, Josh.
I didn't know
it's
what it was.
Granddad music for you.
I knew.
We're playing for Hen House, right?
Yeah, we're playing for a great gift card to Hen House. Hen House, you can go by, get all your Tippins pies sold exclusively at Hen House. Swing by the meat counter. They always have great cuts of meat, great seafood. And get this, Josh. You're a guy who doesn't probably like to cook, do you?
I like to cook, actually. Well, but I also like pre-cooked stuff.
Yeah. So you go by there.
I love all food.
Monday through Saturday, a meal for four. So for you and your lovely girlfriend, that'd be two meals.
Yeah.
$22. All of it prepared.
Beautiful. That sounds incredible.
Strong.
Four meals for me, one for Curtis, two for Lebo and his wife.
Yeah. Ooh, hey.
Why don't we just bring one in? Why don't we just bring one in here? There's four of us.
Have a meal.
Do it.
Let's
go
do
by.
That.
I don't
so wait, so Jeremy and I win. Do I win a gift card also? Or
no.
just Jeremy?
No, just Jeremy. You work here.
Damn it!
You're ineligible.
I would like to win.
Ineligible.
All right.
It's a different song.
What was that?
That was more Eddie Vedder.
Sounded creepish.
Right. Jeremy, K-Dog, you both ready to rock
now
here?
Now I'm hungry.
Yeah. All right.
Let's
do it. We surveyed 100 of the people who
read the first
me.
Category, Jed.
I can't. You stop making me laugh.
Read
the. Look at this photograph.
That one's different, right? That's Nickelback. Don't do that one.
Stop it. Okay. We surveyed 100 of the weirdos who follow me on Twitter. We got the top 8 answers when I asked them to name a song by Weezer.
Curtis. Buddy Holly.
That's your top answer. Would you guys like to play or pass?
By that pause, I don't know.
Yeah, because, I mean, we're not going to be able to steal it, so might as well try to.
Might as well play it, huh?
All right, Jeremy, be thinking about Weezer songs. We got to steal at the end of this.
Do you have some?
I got one more.
Islands in the Sun. Or Island in the Sun.
That was there. That was the sixth best.
Oh, man.
Oh. Come on, Curtis. Gee, many Christmas.
Every bone in my body wants to Google it.
Penny Lane?
I'm not.
Penny Lane, not on the board. That's one strike. Curtis, he often
I literally don't know any other.
Okay. Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills.
Oh, except for that one.
There, that was the fifth best.
I remember that. I couldn't have found it, though.
One strike. Kay, back over to you.
Pina Colada song.
Also a Beatles song.
If you think Pina Coladas was not on the board, that's two strikes.
Sweater song, parentheses, undone.
Wow, undone, Levo. The sweater song was there. That's your second best answer.
Machine.
Okay, two strikes.
In the year 2525.
It's three strikes.
Jonas Brothers.
Chance to steal here, Jeremy and Josh, the J Bros.
Jeremy, for Team J, do you know any Weezer songs?
I do.
Oh.
You want to be on my team?
We want to try to get our how many are left on the board, Jen?
Let's see here. 3, 4, okay. 7, and 8.
Okay, what are you thinking?
So, one of their really old songs is Hash Pipe, which kind of seems like it goes along well with Jed's followers.
Yeah, my followers, not me.
Right.
I wouldn't go near that stuff.
No.
Jed says
other
ash
than that, what is that other one?
I'm going to ask you this, Jeremy. Is Say It Ain't So a Weezer song? Or do they do a cover or something? I'm remembering this from like a Guitar Hero.
Really?
Yeah.
Some of my buddies played that song at the 8th grade talent show. That makes me feel old.
Very much in my line of thinking. I cannot remember if it is a Weezer song or not, though. I don't know why I think it is.
I think it is. I'm fine with either answer.
Let's just say it ain't so. I think there's a better chance that's on the list than going back to a deeper cut, but I don't
that's
feel great about
answer?
It. That's our final answer?
That was the third best answer.
Let's go, Jeremy!
Here. 82 points over to Jeremy.
My name is
and
Jonas there.
My name is Jonas was the seventh best answer. Hashpipe was there. That was the fifth
was
best answer.
In My Dreams? What, they had pork and
Only
beans?
In Dreams.
Only in Dreams.
No, that was
Only
not
dreams,
there. The answer, the eighth best was El Scorcho.
Did anybody say Africa because of their much maligned cover?
Did not. Make
maligned? Maligned? Who maligned it?
Oh, lots of people, I think, did not care for that cover.
Perfectly done.
82 points, perfect. Like I said, over to Jeremy and Josh.
Okay, it's me versus Lebo here?
Yep, Lebo, Briscoe, you both ready to rock here?
Yeah, what's our category?
All right, we surveyed 100 of the weirdos who follow me on Twitter. We got the top 8 answers when I asked them, name any current NASCAR driver.
Lebo.
Dope.
Leaves.
Martin Truex Jr.
It's your seventh best answer. Would you like to play or chance to steal, Briscoe?
Kyle Busch.
Kyle Busch was your top answer.
Let's go, Kyle Busch! Jeremy, how do you feel about NASCAR?
I'm okay with NASCAR.
Let's play.
Wow, a lot of confidence from Joshua Briscoe.
Let's play the NASCAR round.
Jeremy, over to you, pal.
What did Todd say? I'm sorry.
Todd said that. Martin Truex Jr., who is my favorite racer.
Kevin Harvick.
Harvick was on the board. He's the eighth best answer. So you guys are just going at it from different ways.
What if I say a last name that's really close to right, if I can't fully land the last name answer?
We'll judge
that. I'll be the interpreter here.
I don't know if I can ask this, if this qualifies as a valid answer or not, if I'm going to break the game by doing it.
Just say the name.
There is a David with an A and then a long last name that I can't remember all the orders the letter goes in. It sounds vaguely Italian.
Is that your answer?
Is that close enough to being valid?
He's the judge.
I would count that, but was that your answer?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like at this point it's my answer.
That's not.
What is his actual name?
I don't know what
if I Google it, I'm going to see other NASCAR names.
Looking at NASCAR.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
like
not going
to give a mouse a cookie.
My laptop is closed.
Thank you. Really, this is a gentleman's game, as you well know.
All right, Jeremy, what do you have? Any other NASCAR name? Current driver.
Not sure if he's current anymore, but Jimmy Johnson?
I think he's recently retired.
Jimmy Johnson is no longer current driver.
It doesn't matter.
He was also not on the list. He's actually running IndyCar now, I found out.
It doesn't matter if they're current. It just matters if they answered it.
I guess if they ended up on the list.
It's all irrelevant. I should just put name a NASCAR driver, but then people would just put all old drivers.
Kurt Busch. Let's try it.
Kurt Busch was not on the board. That is three strikes. Chance to steal here.
Oh, God, that was three.
And Lebo.
Sorry, Jeremy.
Denny Hamlin.
Hamlin's current.
Kevin Harvick.
Harvick's already been said.
Oh, Kyle Busch?
He's already been
said. I said both
as well.
Bushes.
Thanks for listening to the show.
Both Bushes are
Kyle
mine.
Kyle Larson, that's a guy. I just wonder if like Dale Jr. or Clint Bowyer is going to make it, even though they're not there. I mean, Clint Bowyer is a local guy. I think maybe.
I used to know so much more about NASCAR than I do now.
But we should
Denny
probably.
Hamlin's a leader, isn't
we
he?
Should try to say an actual person. So Hamlin, let's go Hamlin.
There you go. Denny Hamlin?
Yep. There we go.
Denny Hamlin was there. That was the fifth best answer. Let's see here. 42 points.
Not
over
much. This is going to be a knockdown dragout.
How many do they have?
They have 82. The answer is that you did not get number two, Joey Logano. Yeah. Number three, Chase Elliott. Number four, Bubba Wallace. And
number
six, Kyle Larson, who I think might be the points leader.
Might be.
Could be.
Who knew?
The one said Richard Petty.
Who's to know? How could any
Those
of us know?
Those were all current. That's pretty. I'm
that
proud of your,
was all
of your followers.
Drivers. I'm really proud of them. Yeah. They did a great job.
Good job.
Can everybody, I get a Pokemon category?
Everybody
next time
go and celebrate for however you think I would want you to. All right. Who's up here? Jeremy, K-Dog?
Yep.
You both ready to rock here? All right. We surveyed 100 of the weirdos who follow me on Twitter. We got the top eight answers when I asked them, name any local meteorologist.
Curtis.
K-Dog.
Gary Lezak.
That's number one.
Lee Zach was your top answer. Would you guys like to play or pass?
Let's play.
Yeah.
Leavens? Think you're hot stuff.
I'll go Busby.
Brian Busby was the third best answer.
Oh, boy.
Curtis.
Gary Amble.
There you go.
Gary Amble did not make the cut. That's insulting to Gary Amble. I like Gary. He's a nice man.
Katie Horner's back.
Is that your answer?
Mm-hmm.
Katie Horner was a fifth answer.
Hang on.
Stand by.
They're doing Olympic rings on TV right now, and it's absolutely bonkers that a human being can do this.
Yeah, it's not right.
And those guys are strong.
Just absolutely yoked.
Don't stall for Curtis. That was a bad
I'm just filling radio time. Sorry.
Curtis?
I forgot his first name.
It's going to be hard to get it.
Say
answer
last
right
name.
Then.
Penner.
Jeff Penner
was on the board. That's the fourth.
I'm going to say
Teller. Let's see. That was your fourth best.
Store.
Leaves.
Yeah, I just don't know which way I want to go. My good friend Joe Loria. Yeah, there we
Joe
go.
Joe Loria was their seventh best.
Yeah.
Number 2, 6, and 8.
Number 2 has not been guessed yet. Interesting. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. Imagine commercials. Now we go to meteorologist.
Curtis?
It's Dan Henry.
Dan Henry was
he
not on the board.
Like
that's one strike.
Let's go Lindsay Anderson.
Lindsay Anderson was the second best answer.
Feels like this one played in elite both strengths.
I'm a consumer of local television, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I clearly am not.
Why don't we do
Pokemon?
Chiefs, why don't we do Pokemon or Chiefs bloggers?
I don't even know what there are 8 of those.
There are many more than 8 of those.
They're kind of the
not
same.
That I agree.
It's hard to catch them all.
It really is. That is true.
Is Michelle Bogleweth still?
Is that your answer?
She works here. Yeah.
Bogleweth not on the board. That's 3
that's
strikes.
That's 3 strikes. That's only 2 strikes.
Curtis got all 3.
I got all 3 of them. Erie Amble, and then I had Dan Henry.
And then he guessed another real one. Chance to steal here.
Jeremy.
I got a list over here.
We got number 2 still on the board.
No, number 2 was gone. 2 was Lindsey Anderson.
It's Lindsey Anderson.
We have just 1 left.
Number 1 in my heart.
6 and 8 are left.
6 and 8 are left. Jeremy, what do you think? I've got so little for you here.
You can't even make a joke of an old weather person.
I'm going to pull a tried and true Saran here. Can I hear the answers?
The answers that have been taken. Number 1, Gary Lesak. Number 2, Lindsey Anderson. Number 3, Brian Busby. Number 4, Jeff Penner. Number 5, Katie Horner. And number 7, Joe Loria.
Country of origin?
America.
Use it in a sentence.
Time's going here, Jeremy.
These local meteorologists all do great here in Kansas City. Also accurate.
So, are there any alternate definitions?
Isn't Al Wallace a meteorologist for, like, Fox?
Who are you asking?
Oh, I'm willing. If that is your best shot, Jeremy, you've shot better than I have here. My answer is going to be Mick Schaefer if you don't give me something else.
Yeah, I'm not a big news watcher, but I seem to remember that name back when I was...
More of a radio guy.
I was watching...
Good taste.
...tornado coverage. So, yeah, let's go with Al Wallace.
Final?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sports guy.
Al Wallace was a colleague of Todd Leba's at Fox 4. He is a sportsman. The answers that you
I
did
got,
not...
Let me guess.
Yeah.
I had Nick Bender written down. No. Carly Ritter. Okay, what did I get?
The answers that you did not get, number 6, Wes Peary.
Oh, new guy.
And number 8, Neville Miller.
Neville freaking beat me at pickleball a couple weeks
did
ago.
He?
I was Neville going to get that one.
92 additional points 92. Over to Leba.
Neville's a very nice man, and he whipped our ass at pickleball. So
I would have known that if you would have invited me to play in your pickleball team like you said you were going to before,
it wasn't my team.
Before leaving me in the
And you know what
lurch.
Happened? Freaking Nick Leckie didn't show up.
That
I played
guy.
With Kerry Stoll from Fox 4. We got roasted by Neville.
he's actually like a track runner, and he's
athlete.
Really good
And
shit.
Rob Hughes from Channel 9 whipped our ass.
Sounds like the bottom line is you're not very good.
We weren't very good.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying
in,
I'm not
in
saying
this game today.
A little bit like that. But
Curtis,
no
you're
no
doing great.
Really well.
Curtis, what's, you got somebody right on that
I'm
one.
Terrible.
What's the score right now?
139-82.
We're playing at 200, right?
201.
139.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sorry, 139 to what?
82.
82. Yeah. All right, Jeremy.
All right.
It's us, buddy. You and me.
Major comeback for a minor setback to a major comeback.
Briscoe, Lebo, you both ready to rock.
Look at Briscoe.
I hate this. I hate this. I'm so stressed out.
Why are you stressed out? It's Lebo.
Because Lebo's going to throttle me here, and I'm never going to live it down.
We surveyed 100 of the weirdos who follow me on Twitter. We got the top 8 answers. When I asked them, name a city in Rhode Island.
Lebo.
What?
Lebo.
Providence.
It's your top answer. Would you like to play or pass?
That's the only answer, right?
There are 8 cities.
God.
There are not 8 cities in Rhode Island. It's all Providence. The city is Rhode Island.
Wow.
Are we gonna play this?
Let's.
I mean, they can't steal.
Let's play
it. Because I'm gonna get some strikes here.
Rhode Island, not even Delaware, not even Delaware.
No,
Rhode Island.
Kurt
I
Mann.
Lived in Delaware. I had that one.
Oh wow.
Oh. All right, let's hope you kept some of that. Maybe a nice weekend trip to one of your favorite cities in Rhode Island.
Quahog?
Quahog is not a real city. It was not on the board. 1 strike.
Holy bleep.
We're
going to at least get another category as long as. How many points was Providence worth?
Probably 90.
28.
That's all?
Oh, that's all.
Oh, my God.
People have the interwebs. They can Google
it. There's Newport.
Oh, God.
Newport was the second best answer.
Wiping them out, K-Dog.
How about Pawtucket?
Pawtucket was the third best answer.
Oh, yeah. This is it, man.
Now, Brown.
We're going to have to steal, otherwise, this game's
Rhode
over.
In Rhode Island, I think. But it's probably like in Providence. I'm just going to say Brown. It's his college.
Brown, not on the board. That's 2 strikes.
Rhode Island.
I can see it. I can. Warwick.
Curtis! That's the 7th best answer.
Oh, I'm just about to get the sombrero here because I don't have anything else.
How many points has this category been worth so far, Jay?
77 right now. That would be enough.
This would be the game if you guys can sink it here. We have to steal.
You said, how about...
I can't believe Curtis pulled Warwick out. That's unreal.
I'll say, Rhode Island. Something as a word will pop into my head. And it was a war or something.
Say it again.
Springfield.
Springfield not on the board.
On Friday, they said on Jeopardy, there were 34 Springfields in America. So Petro's a pretty good guess lots of times.
That's smart.
Lebo, you witnessed history on Jeopardy the other day.
Yeah, a guy finished with minus 7,200. Worst Jeopardy score of all times.
Do you have to pay that back?
Nah. Okay. He still got $1,000 for being third place. But he didn't get to play Final Jeopardy, though.
He has to wear the shame of being the worst ever Jeopardy
score.
He had to
get the shame of me taking a picture of him and sending it to Jed. This guy.
All right, Jeremy, if we don't name a city in Rhode Island that's on the board, the game is over. So no pressure. But you picked the wrong teammate today, and I'm sorry for that.
So I have actually driven through Rhode Island.
Yes.
I may be able to keep this afloat. Can I get the ones that have already been
Oh, Petro, settle down
absolutely.
Here.
That Seren was on vacation.
He's only been on the line for
Number one, 18 minutes. Providence. Number two, Newport. Number three, Pawtucket. And number seven, Warwick.
Okay, so I'm assuming Providence covers all, because there's like kind of different sections of Providence, but it covers all.
I've never been to Rhode Island. I just asked for a city in Rhode Island. I don't know.
There's not Providence South on the board.
Yeah, I'm not asking. I don't think it's like, I wouldn't say name a city in Kansas City or, you know, like, it's not that specific, I don't think.
Okay.
All right, then we're going to go with the next biggest city. I think it's Cranston.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
No.
Cranston was
Jeremy.
The fourth best.
Jeremy, a hero!
I have no idea how any of this
From
is happening.
Way downtown.
If
bank.
You don't believe me, Cranston, number four. The other answers that you didn't get, Westerly, number five, number six, Middleton, and number eight, the lovely town of Woonsocket.
Woonsocket.
Oh, I almost had Woonsocket as my next guess.
No,
so
Woon,
how many they get?
They got, let's see here, 88 additional points.
170.
That makes us 170 on the dot.
Okay.
170, 139.
I didn't think he was going to get Pawtucket. That was in my back pocket.
That's
that
Red Sox AAA affiliate or something.
Yeah, that's
isn't
the
it?
Only reason.
Yeah.
Oh my! This has been a wild edition of this feud.
The adrenaline right now.
I actually thought
the swings.
Was thinking Family Guy. I remember. Oh yeah, Pawtucket Pete. That's got to be. That's yeah. I was trying.
I don't even
references from Family Guy, which Jed hates.
I don't like that show. It's true. I don't even know who's
Why'd
up here.
Why'd you ask about Rhode Island?
Me then? And Jeremy.
It was just a state that I hadn't used before.
Did you know Curtis?
Jeremy and I are up.
He's gonna do that to you.
I didn't know that it would fall. It could have been on the week that he was on vacation, or maybe when he was having his procedure.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, let's move forward. Who is
I believe
it?
In
Curtis
you, Jeremy.
And Jeremy?
Yep.
All right. We surveyed 100 of the weirdos who follow me on Twitter. We got the top eight answers. When I asked them, past or present, name an NFL player from Notre Dame.
Curtis.
Jeremy.
Ooh, Curtis.
Tim Grunhard.
He's on a phone delay.
That is your second best answer.
Ooh.
Jeremy, chance to steal.
You said from Notre Dame, correct?
Yes.
Mike Golick.
Oh. Mike Golick was not on the board.
Don't hate that call, though. Do not hate that shot.
Play this right?
Yeah.
Let's go Tim Brown.
Tim Brown was the third best answer.
Let's go Joe's Montana's.
Joe's Montana was your top dog. Like UK dog.
Oh, thank you.
So far, what's our... I'm going to skip ahead to the part where we make you reread
the
it.
Answers that have been taken. Number one, Joe Montana. Number two, Tim Grunard. I believe is how you say
it.
Tom.
Right.
Tom Grunard.
Tom Grunard.
And Tim Brown, number three.
So we got the top three.
Top three.
Okay.
No strikes on the board.
None strikes.
None strikes.
Let's go... I don't know how old they're going to go. Let's go Paul Hornig. Okay, not that old.
Paul Hornig was not on the board. That's one strikes. I jinxed you. That was the broadcast. You just Nick Castellano'd you.
Let's go Jerome Bettis.
Ooh, wow. The bus not on the board. That's two strikes here.
Criminy.
Oh, gosh. I don't want to go too old. Let's...
You got this, ladies.
Infamous Manti Te'o's girlfriend.
Is that your answer?
No, Manti Te'o.
Ooh. Wow.
Three strikes.
Okay, Jeremy, here we
Chance
go.
Chance to steal.
And win.
If you guys steal this,
for us.
Let's
how many
see
points
here.
Are there so far?
No, this would be enough.
Okay.
Let's see here. 52 plus 16.
We got the top
16.
Yep. So we're good.
Yeah. They're good. So for the marbles here, Jeremy, do you have one that you're automatically thinking of? I don't want to plant any ideas in your head here, but I've got mine.
I've got a couple, but tell me what you got.
We can talk them out. Hit me with your few here, and we got to get into the top eight, right, Jed?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
So Brady Quinn has a Chiefs tie.
That was my the one that I was sitting on. Brady Quinn is where my head went very first.
But yeah, he's not active anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You've got what's his name, the receiver, bounced around to a bunch of different teams.
I think it would be fitting if Brady Quinn got a dub in the year 2021.
Say Kavari Russell.
And Kavari Russell.
That's who I couldn't
think of. Is there another category, or is this?
This is going to be it. This is going to make 200 one way or another.
And I do have another category, but this will decide the game.
I kind of like Brady Quinn. They gave a bunch of older guys that I think if we needed to go any older, we probably got there already. I kind of like Brady Quinn. I like a quarterback everybody's heard of. Remember watching him in Notre Dame. I like Brady Quinn here, Jeremy.
All right, let's go with it.
Brady Quinn.
Dang it!
Brady Quinn for the win. That was the seventh best answer.
Oh,
72
really?
72 points over to young Joshua and Jeremy. Let's
Jim Lynch was another Chiefs tie.
Jim
Lake
Lynch
Dawson.
Was not
the,
Lake Dawson was your sixth best.
Damn it, Curtis.
The answers that you did not get. Number four, Ricky Running Waters.
Oh, Ricky Waters.
Oh, dude, I had Waters and
number
Bettis.
Number five, Rocket Ishmael. Number six, the aforementioned Lake Dawson. And number eight, Joe Theismann.
Theismann. It's our fault. Congratulations, Jeremy. You win a gift card to Hen House.
The true MVP of this game today, Jeremy. Good work.
Pulled that freaking Rhode Island out of his butt.
Jeremy won Hen House today.
We got Rhode Island, and then Jeremy at one point lived in Delaware, apparently.
It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful, and I only needed to name one. Yeah, Cranston. And we talked about Breaking Bad earlier in this hour with
circle.
The fly flying around. All right, are we done with the feud?
It all comes full circle.
All right, Jeremy needs to stay on the line probably to talk to Jed during the break. Excellent, you guys figure that out. We're going to try to get this fly out of here, and I'm going to rub this victory in Todd Lebo's face during the break here in the program.
The program with Soren Petro.
Travis?
Hey, how are you? All right. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
That's actually me. All right, your good sense, end of the hour answer. Rangers have had a walk-off home run in back-to-back games.
Says you.
Says me, yes. I did.
According
to the
Elias Sports Bureau.
According to me, this has happened. Who were the hitters the last time the Royals had walk-off home runs in back-to-back games?
I don't remember this happening.
The Rangers have done something that that the Royals have not done. It's the same guy in back-to-back games. Royals have never had that.
So you're telling me there's two names on this?
There's at least two names.
Can you tell me a range of years, not exact years?
How could there be more than two names?
April 2000.
Okay. So April 2000.
In fact, they did it three straight games. They had a walk-off home run.
Oh, I think I remember something about this.
In a stretch in which they had four straight games with a walk-off hit.
This would be a
Sweeney was
Beltran,
my first name.
Beltran, those guys are on the team.
Is one of the names Mendy Lopez?
Nope.
John Damon was still there or no?
Johnny Damon is one of them.
I call him John.
He hit the first of three.
Jonathan Damon.
John Damon.
Jermaine Dye?
Nope.
Joe Randa's on those teams, but probably not him.
Ray Sanchez?
Ray Sanchez hit the third one.
What?
Okay.
There was one in between.
In between. Give me a position.
He was a catcher.
Ooh. Oh, is this Sal Fasano or somebody like that?
Let me make sure he was. This is the guy.
AJ Hinch?
he was a catcher. Played for the Padres. Tigers, Giants, Reds, and then left the Royals, played for the Dodgers. How about Brian Johnson?
Oh, gosh.
Never heard
Brian
of
Johnson.
That man.
In succession, Johnny Damon, Brian Johnson, and then Ray Sanchez. Johnson and Sanchez were the first two games of a three-game series at the K against the Orioles. The third game was won on a walk-off base hit by Carlos Beltran. Four consecutive games where they had a walk-off hit.
So, and that team won how many games?
Not that many.
I'm every one of those walk-offs.
I'm shocked that in this room I was the only one that immediately, I think, was looking to make sure that Brian Johnson was in fact is a singer of some sort that I do know. I know. I thought you were going to bring that right up. That was. I was thinking he's like a rock singer of some sort, right? And then you find out there's AC/DC.
Well, it was 77 and 85 that year.
I've heard of him.
They've been worse.
Yeah, that crazy. It was like 9-3 start, yeah. And everyone's like, "Oh my gosh, they're going to contend." No.
When's the last time that happened? Yeah.
My daughter knows John Damon as the guy who was on Below Deck one time. So that you ever watch the show where these people go on yachts and it's all I can't believe that should be up your alley.
That does sound up my alley.
It's some Bravo show where it's over in the Mediterranean or the Caribbean, these big yachts that people charter for a week. And basically it's a reality show of the people who work on the yachts. So there's some, you know, messed up, damaged guy who's the cook and the first mates or whatever. And Johnny Damon was the guest on one of the yachts one time. And he had a really obnoxious friend. I watched the episode.
I feel like if you wanted to just really dig into some deeply troubled characters, I feel like we ought to be offering just camera crews to the 810, the 810 studios.
The Below Deck here.
Yeah, yes. Below Deck, Sports Radio 810 WHB.
I've always said the hallway would be a great place for a reality show.
I think it would be.
I enjoy the shows, but sometimes the hallways are where it's at. We had a really good time in the hallway today when I was using the wrong remote.
Yeah, that was a nice scene.
You know what that would have been? That would have been teasers. They would have teased that the whole episode.
Next week.
And then finally, they would have got to the part where,
you heard about that adventure,
wrong
Josh?
Remote.
No.
Above deck.
It doesn't surprise me, though, because you have to use smoke signals to get the receivers to wake up sometimes. So what happened to you, Lebo?
Well, we were going to play some of the Andy Reid and stuff from NFL Network. And, you know, I had accidentally walked into my office with a remote control.
Number 33.
The 33. Mm. It makes all the sense in the world to everyone listening.
Right. And, important to us, though.
I picked the wrong remote up, the one that works the television in my office, and I'm standing in the hallway going, this, and then I went down and I was pushing buttons on the actual receiver down the hall, and then Jed's like, oh, here, it's the wrong remote. You were using the wrong one, dummy.
Who wouldn't want to turn on the TV?
I need AA batteries. Give me some batteries.
Oh, I said things worse than Eric Bieniemy at practice today.
That's a great segue, Lebo. It seems like you said that with some sort of purpose, as if you would like us to hear more from Eric Bieniemy from practice today.
Let's listen to Eric Bieniemy, and let's hear him talk a little bit about Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who in year two, maybe they can expect some better things.
You know what? He's doing a heck of a job. He's obviously, it's year two, so he understands exactly where we want him in the pass game. So it's good seeing him get out there and mix it up a little bit. He has a better understanding of what's going on with the protection. So he's doing a good job in the run game, as he always does. But I think overall, he's just finding his rhythm, because now it ain't the first time that he's doing it again. You know what I mean? It's now he's done it. He's been there. He's had an opportunity to evaluate himself throughout the offseason. And now he's just out there being comfortable and playing football.
I will say this. At the end of the day, I think he's right about that. Clyde Edwards-Helaire was funny last week when he was at the podium Thursday, maybe, and he was talking about how, you know, he caught some crap from people for saying, oh, the Chiefs offense is easy, I read the playbook or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He understands he didn't know it all, right? And kind of learned that. He was kind of going on the part where he had three separate years of a different coordinator.
It was three offenses in 3 years at LSU, yeah.
Yeah, and I think, there is something to having the same thing for a couple of years, so this should be good for him. I'm expecting good things from him and the defensive second year guys, because I think last year was such a weird year that if they don't show great improvement, and I think a lot of them were pretty good.
Yeah,
I mean, L'Jarius Sneed is really good.
Yep.
Right. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire was fine. I mean, he wasn't great, but he was good. And Willie Gay did a few things here or there, but I think these guys have a chance to really be better. And we got nothing at all. When you opt out.
Right.
So those things were happening as well. So I think Clyde can be a really good player for this team. And we don't know exactly. I mean, we all hear people whispering, oh, they'll run the ball more. I doubt that. I don't think you're going to look up and see them with 35 carries.
They ran
the
a lot, though, I think twice last year, basically. Like when Texans teams, and Bills.
Yeah,
they,
when teams yeah. said, hey, we're going to do this, they said, okay, fine.
At this point, my now borderline infamous sort of projection and then expectations in terms of the Chiefs drafting Clyde, and then also just any team that signs a running back to a large deal or whatever, is that individual backs can only move the needle so much. But this entire offensive line is going to make them a better running football team. I think that's going to end up being more about running behind Orlando Brown and Joe Tooney than who it is behind them. But I think the biggest thing for Clyde is pass catching, being in the screen game more than he was last year, having designed routes for him, not just little leaks, which he was running a handful of last year. So I agree. I think year two should be a pretty excellent one for Clyde.
And he didn't get a complete year either because he got hurt.
Right.
You know, and he fought back. But when he got hurt, everyone was like, oh, this guy's toast.
Yeah.
Because it was a really bad
It looked terrible. Yeah, he did the splits or something. Yeah.
It was not pretty. And he came back, and he was okay. So I think he'll be great. But as I know Josh thinks, you don't need to run the ball a lot. And you can have a fine running back, and that's good for you. And he's probably not going to be someone who's going to be on the team for 6 years or something like that. And it's probably smart if he's not. Get some guys and do what you do. So I think he can be a good part of what they do. I like him. I know they love him. They love his attitude. I mean, he's smart. He works hard. He wants to be great. So that's like step one.
Yeah.
You got to want to go do that. I think he should be better in the offense this time around. So I'm rooting for him to do good things. And I think sometimes we get lost in, oh, he's going to catch 90 passes and run for 1,000 yards because
right.
it should be because that's what the Chiefs do, and he's a fantasy player. It's not fantasy football the Chiefs are playing, you know. We like fantasy football. That's fine, but that's not the whole thing. So
I think he's doing a heck of a job out there.
He's doing fine.
Doing a hell of a job.
He's doing fine. So we did mention that NFL Network was down there today, which was fine because then we get some extra interviews.
Yeah.
We had regular guys at the podium today, but when Kurt Warner comes to town, everybody's going to stop and talk to you.
Good beard now, too, Kurt Warner. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
I didn't even see the actual video. I just saw a picture that SSJ tweeted out. Oh, wait a second. Kurt Warner is packing some beard heat now.
Absolutely he was. And so they had these kind of socially distanced interviews set up. So it was fine, though, and he had a chance to talk to Mahomes and Matthew and Andy Reid. And the question he asked Andy Reid was, you know, I think we get this a lot, how much better can Patrick Mahomes be as he goes? And you know, listen, he threw 5,000 yards his first year and 50 touchdowns, and I guess he regressed because he didn't do that the last couple of years, but he's been injured here or there. But Andy Reid talks a little bit about what they can get that's maybe even more than they've had before to Kurt Warner about Patrick Mahomes.
You know this. I mean, Kurt, is being a quarterback is like being a farmer, man. The work's never done.
Yep.
So there's always something that you can work on to get better. And this kid, I mean, he wants to be great, and he's willing to work to be great. And so he'll take the smallest detail and work on it and work on it and work on it and try to perfect it.
That's awesome.
Without getting into details on it because I don't want to give the defense any opportunity to take advantage. But he's done that this offseason. He attacked it, and it's fun. That's fun to watch.
It is fun to watch for a lot of people. And that's we've talked about this for a few years with Mahomes. True greatness can come when you have all the talent in the world in the right position and you grind and grind and grind and want to be great and work hard. And that's what they have going with the Chiefs right now. We haven't seen anything happen this year.
Right.
So we don't know exactly how it's going to go. And Patrick has some major changes in his life now. He's got a kid. He's getting married. You know, I don't think he's going to work less hard or try less or anything like that. But sometimes things just change. And if you can keep doing that at that level, he's got there's no ceiling.
Yeah.
For how good he can be. But he also needs to have great players around him because we watched, he wasn't 100% healthy in the Super Bowl last year, and he had a poor offensive line in front of him.
Right.
And didn't get any help with a couple of drops here or there. And next thing you know, remember how we talked for 3 years, the Chiefs had never lost by this many points or whatever, and it was just like, ugh.
Here it all is in the worst possible time.
On the biggest stage, the worst thing, and they were not good. And to a man, you ask any one of them about that, and they're all still thinking about it, and they're all driven to get back.
Yeah.
And that's a good spot to be in for them as a team, to have people who – he's not the only one who works his butt off. They got a lot of guys who work really, really hard on that team and want to get back to the Super Bowl. And Mahomes continues to do that. And there are a few that do that, you know. I mean, sit there – I hate talking about Tom Brady.
Yes.
Okay? I hate it. I don't want to see his face. I don't want to hear anything. But all that guy does, even though he's married to a supermodel and has kids and blah, 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 and has his little whatever supplement companies and all that stuff, all he wants to do is go freaking win.
Yeah.
And that's how Patrick Mahomes is.
You also mentioned the surrounding supporting cast and sort of the through line from all these clips. For me, I think we might have talked about this a little bit on Friday.
but maybe it was on Sports Saturday. I can't remember. It doesn't matter. But whenever you talk about the rookies who are the second-year players you're looking to see a jump from, and right now with Mike Rimmers being out, you're looking at three rookies on the starting offensive line, plus, let's say, you know, Nick Bolton over there for the most part, while Hitchens and Niemann are both out. You're talking about four rookies playing significant time, talking about another three or four second-year players, maybe even five playing a significant amount of time, if you count your Tershawn Wartons and Mike Dana, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that is how you keep a dynasty moving. It's also how you avoid things like the Super Bowl, you know, where you're continually reloading and getting younger at every point, every place except for quarterback. Even, you know, Noah Gray and Travis Kelce to a very minor extent. You know, there's a little bit of, can we keep Travis Kelce off the field a little bit and extend his career? Can Noah Gray do some of these things? Like, you're just going to see that, I think, for the next decade. It's going to be one of the weird rotations of this team. You can't run it back every year because everybody gets a year older.
You can't do it. And, you know, I think I said this last year, maybe 2 years ago. Somewhere, there's a kid who's going to fall camp right now in eighth grade at some junior high who's going to catch a playoff pass from Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
Okay, he's out there somewhere. Because Mahomes is not a kid anymore, by the way. You know, he's like a veteran guy. But if they want him to be here as long as Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, these guys are at these teams, you're going to have a special player who has yet to get an NIL deal yet for his eighth grade team. I mean, they're not supposed to do that. That's illegal. You can't have an NIL deal for your eighth grade team, which is why the kid from Texas is going to college.
So now, you know what I'm saying, actually. I'm good.
So there's someone out there. I'm not talking about someone who's a junior in college who's going to catch a pass from Patrick Mahomes. There are kids in seventh grade out there who, if things go well for the Chiefs, are going to catch a playoff pass from Patrick Mahomes.
Well, they're Patrick Mahomes' next best receiver. We don't know the name of it.
No,
this
don't
point.
Know who he is.
I have no idea. Maybe he's in college already. Maybe not.
He could be some kid who's walking into seventh grade, and some teacher says, "You ever think about playing football?"
Right.
You know, that could be the kid who's out there. That's what they think they have in him. That's why they signed him to the mega deal, long term mega deal. That's why he has put so many roots down in Kansas City. He wants to be a part of this town. Okay, he owns part of the Royals. He owns part of Sporting Kansas City. He's got his foundation up here. They have big plans for Kansas City. This isn't like he just wants to come here and do whatever. You know, he's still got a house in Texas. I mean, he's going to always be a Texan, right? Mm-hmm. But he wants to be a serious part of Kansas City. And as Kansas Cityans, we love that.
Absolutely.
We've never liked the guys who just come in and then they're gone.
Right.
And he knows how to do this, man. He's good at the on-the-field stuff and the off-the-field stuff. And that it's great to see. Now, the most important thing, as much as I like charity and all the things, the most important thing is on the field. And he's very, very good at that. But he can't do it alone. You got to have some people in front of you blocking. Someone's got to catch the ball. Someone's got to block. And someone's got to stop someone and line up right side instead of offsides, you know, in the playoffs. So this can't do it all himself.
You heard it here first, Todd Lebo. Charity not enough. Charity doesn't matter. The charity, just win me football games. Forget the charity.
Just
I think
win,
that's what
baby.
You said, right?
No,
just win.
That's not exactly the way I said it.
That's what
if
I heard.
That's what you heard.
Yeah,
that's where we live in the world. They tweet that.
I'll tweet that, and we'll take a break here when the program will come back more from Todd Lebo. We'll see if he needs to clarify his opinions on charity.
The program with Soren Petro.
Our program's going to be more important than any of you. Don't ever think that you're more important than this program.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Just so, another
smiles.
Glorious minute with Todd Lebo here.
See, that's
in the
stuff we need in the break. Those good news stories.
We got to get the cameras in here. Here's what we got to do. You know how I feel about the Twitch and how I feel about the live streaming and all of that, because I'm a millennial and whatnot.
If you want to follow Briscoe on Twitch, go to what?
I'm at JB Briscoe everywhere. The brand is consistent. You want to get into that universe, let's just turn these cameras on. Let's leave the mics on 100% of the time. Just put
B
everything out on
for?
The internet. What?
What's the B?
Bradley.
Yeah, that's right.
It's got a little...
Josh Brad Brisk. J Brad Brisk.
I would just be at JBB everywhere, but not everywhere, you know, allows just three characters, and that's taken. I would have been J Briscoe, which is a crazy twist of fate.
Have you reconsidered putting that E on Briscoe?
No, I've chosen not to. Despite,
doesn't
despite,
it have an E?
No, it doesn't.
It does when I say it.
Despite Danny Klingscale thinking that it does.
I still think it maybe does.
It certainly doesn't. Thank
sure
you, Lebo.
Does. All right, buddies.
The burnt end of the hour question. Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue in Olathe, Leawood, and the original in the gas station at 47th and Mission.
All right, Mike Garrett was the first Heisman winner to play for the Chiefs. Who was the second? Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue.